something on your mind?
I do. Skolbodno, North Dakota.
There you are.
What's on your mind today?
I was wondering where you were. I think Botno, huh?
I was just enjoying that music. I mean, you're up in the north country here of Botno. You know, I can't quite reach the Canadian border from here, but I can see it just a piece north, and the beautiful Turtle Mountains here. And
Are the
Turtle Mountains happy?
Yeah. Are they snow covered?
Yeah, there's a little bit of snow yet. In fact, on the way up, we came up via Bismarck, so went through Minot and up. Didn't see a lot of snow in the fields out here, but we were up at the ski hill on the Turtle Mountain, which is really neat. One of the stories we're going to tell you about today on the program. And there's plenty of snow there, so folks still coming on the weekends to take in all the excitement at Botno Winter Park, and they have a beautiful new facility there called the Annie's House. That is really neat. It's a neat story behind it, too, that we're going to tell you about today on the program. A North Dakota native, in fact, the only North Dakota native that was killed in the attacks of 9/11, Ann Nicole Nelson, who was a bond broker for the investment bank Cantor Fitzgerald, was working on the 104th floor of the World Trade Center. And Ann and her family spent a lot of time at a cabin here on Lake Minnegoshi. So they're from Stanley, but spent a lot of time down here. And after her death, a discovery was made on her computer. It was returned to her parents, and there was a bucket list and all these things that she wanted to accomplish in her lifetime, which included being healthier and building a house in North Dakota and going helicopter skiing with her dad and some neat things. And so a group of folks came together, friends and family from across the country, and built Annie's House, a year-round recreational facility right there in the Turtle Mountains. It's state-of-the-art. It's absolutely beautiful. It really is. Opened last fall. The grand opening was just this earlier this month. And they have all of her bucket list items as part of the facility. There were 37 of them on a list, actually. And they've got them all up there, and it's pretty neat. But the wonderful thing about this is, in addition to a great facility for the community and for folks to be able to take in skiing, it's also a year-round adaptive recreational facility, providing an array of life-changing opportunities for individuals with disabilities, as well as wounded warriors, to participate in all kinds of activities, skiing, hiking, fishing, and canoeing. So that was really cool, and we got a chance to check that out as well. So that was a lot of fun, and we're going to be talking about that and lots of other things that are happening in Botno. I had not been to Botno before. I knew it was a community somewhere between, 2,500 and 3,000 people. Knew it was obviously up in the Turtle Mountains. But I'm impressed with the vibrancy of the community. There's just a lot going on here. Really a neat little community. Stayed at a beautiful cobblestone inn last night, which is a new addition to the community. Hotel, it's about a year old. It has a nice a facility adjacent to it. Just a lot of things in this size community that you won't find in other size communities. So we're going to talk with the mayor here coming up in a little bit. Pat Arts from the State Bank of Botno is our host today, and so we're looking forward to meeting a lot of folks from Botno, telling you lots more about what's happening up here, and it's one of the little jewels of North Dakota, tucked up near the border that sometimes you just don't get a chance to get. It's a ways from, well, you spent some time in Grand Forks, Mark, so about 4 hours from Grand Forks, but an hour and some change north of Minot, about five from Fargo, but certainly speaking of bucket lists, I have one now that includes getting the family up here to do a little skiing in Turtle Mountain. After all, it's a short list of places you can go in North Dakota to ski, by golly, and I would argue this one's one of the prettiest. What's a great topic, Mark?
Bucket lists.
Bucket lists.
That's a great topic. Yeah, I've been starting to think about that. I was delighted by that movie, and I've had some pretty interesting things happen on my bucket list.
Have you got an official bucket list?
Yeah, I didn't. It was stuff I wish I would do before I die. Things it was. I've had an unofficial bucket list, but since some of them started happening, it seemed like they were beyond. They probably wouldn't happen. Like I always wanted to run a fireworks stand. I mean, that was something I really wanted to do. Some from the time I was little, I was always jealous of the people who worked in fireworks stands. And Jerry Breyer let me do it 2 years. You know, I just working a lot of hours, but meeting a lot of great patriotic people was really fun. It was something that was definitely one of those things. And I wanted to sing Margaritaville in Negril, Jamaica, and I did that and got great response from international crowd. And I've had some wonderful bucket list things happen.
So you've checked off a few of the items on the bucket list.
I have. How about you?
Yeah, well, Maria and I talk about them from time to time, but I don't have one committed to paper.
I'm 20 years older than you, you know.
I think that's a good idea. I think you're onto something there for sure. A couple of things news-wise we're going to talk about today on the program. This story of the Malaysian plane that was missing just continues to astound me. For one, we've had a month of speculation, nearly here, I guess. I don't know how it can get worse, but the one issue we talked a little bit about yesterday is just the pain these family members are going through. How about yesterday getting a text message?
Isn't that cold?
Yeah, that's about as cold as you can get. So it was the airline, I guess, sent out a text message to the family saying, sorry, your family members are not alive. This plane crashed. And, there's still not a lot of information about cold, hard facts here. They obviously put in a few blips together of the radar, which lead them to believe that it disappeared into the Indian Ocean. But as far as the debris field, that's still pretty sketchy. So the radar is what led to this text message. But can you believe that? A text message, for crying out loud.
And then the time is running out on those black boxes, probably have 30 to 40 days max. The black boxes that they can't, of all the details that they can't, haven't found. They're desperately sending out pingers or whatever those deals are, trying to find it.
Exactly. Senator Heidi Heitkamp is introducing some coal-friendly legislation. Need to wrap my arms around that story a little bit. I saw the press release. A lot of news organizations picked that up. It's news because, of course, Heidi Heitkamp comes from a party that would be, I think, fairly called anti-coal, and certainly the administration is as well. And she's sort of bucking that trend and has been pretty bold in her comments about it. Some on the Republican side are starting to say, well, it's not good enough just to be for some of this legislation or stop some of the bad things that are being proposed. You got to do something about it. You got to use your position to do something. And a piece of legislation that the industry has really embraced is something that Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, put out. And so that has bipartisan support, Republicans and Democrats. And a lot of people were calling on Senator Heitkamp to co-sponsor that legislation, asking why she hadn't. Rather than that, what she's done is actually introduced a new piece of legislation. Now, my question is why? Which one has a better chance of getting to the president's desk and getting some support and actually helping the industry? And I guess I'm not informed enough to answer that question yet, but I'm scratching my head a little on this one. Need to do a little bit of digging to find out what's going on.
The simple answer is which bill has the most support, And Manchin from West Virginia, that whole state is coal, but he's sort of a bad boy out with the Democrat Party. Maybe there's some of those issues. I don't know.
Yeah, but so
in the bigger picture, energy independence, the harder we can go that way, I think we've got that issue on our side, versus Russia right now.
We do, and that's one area where I think the president's missing an opportunity overseas. He was over there yesterday talking about, hey, by the way, we've cut our military. I'm not sure that's something you want to, exactly celebrate overseas. But obviously he did. Rightfully, I think, call on the Europeans to come up with more in the way of monetary support for the Ukraine. Why is it the U.S. is going it alone on monetary support? I would love it if he would tie that to energy use, because one of the reasons that Europe has to walk on eggshells around Vladimir Putin is because of being held hostage by their energy. And Russia being such a strong energy provider to the EU. Well, we can replace that. Right. And so they lose a bully, at least take away the bully's club. And they also can repay some of the efforts that the U.S. is doing in the way of monetary support for the Ukraine. So it seems like a no brainer, but it takes some leadership to make that case and cut those deals. More from Votno when we come back. We're live at Security State Bank of Votno today. We'll talk with the mayor of Votno when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Today, trying to celebrate all the great things about North Dakota, and we certainly found a little jewel in Votno, North Dakota. I want to thank our friends at the State Bank of Votno, one of our sponsors here, and also Wold Engineering, as well as the Cobblestone Inn. Stayed there last night. Wonderful little addition to the community. Nodak Supply, Mickelson Aggregates. We have lots of fine sponsors that we appreciate bringing these broadcasts to. It helps us, you know, get on the road a little bit and also see some great new parts of North Dakota. Ben Offerth is the mayor of Votno, joins us now. Ben, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Good. Nice to see you. Nice little community you have here.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
What are you most proud of your city here in Votno?
Basically, we have a slogan that we go by up here, and that's Four Seasons Playground. And it truly is. It doesn't matter what the season is. People are out enjoying things that we have going on here.
And, you know, Four Seasons Playground, certainly, and also a real diversified economy, too, don't you?
I mean, it is.
You're in the agriculture world. A lot of North Dakota is driven by agriculture and a good chunk by energy, but you've got a little bit of everything here.
Correct, yep. We're seeing a little more growth now with oil activity out west, so that's definitely brought some more to town. The elevator's big, obviously, like you said. That's a big part of what we're doing. And our downtown businesses are thriving right now, I believe. So,
you know, your downtown looks nice, and you have a Walmart. And I don't know many communities under 3,000 people that have a Walmart in there. Tell us how Walmart came up to the border, up to Botno.
A few years ago, we were actually approached. I was on the council at that point, and they asked if they could come into our community looking to annex some land. And it's been a tremendous boost for us, sales tax-wise just alone, but it's great to have somebody like Walmart in our community.
It seems like maybe Botno benefits from the fact that there's some distance from some larger cities here. You're essentially the kind of hub in this you know, northeast corner, away from some of the population centers. Is that an attribute?
I think so, yep. I know before we've seen a lot of traffic going through, especially from the north, coming down from Canada, and was passing through our neighborhood, and now they're stopping here instead. So
we spent some time yesterday out at the Botno Winter Park, and you know, part of that Four Season Playground is certainly the Turtle Mountains. A lot to do up there.
Yep.
Lake Metegoshi, obviously beautiful, and the winter activities at the Botno Winter Park are pretty extraordinary. What kind of a drawing area do you pull folks from for activities up there?
Again, a lot of it comes north of the border. Canada's down here a lot. I believe that particular center up there is drawing, I believe, five states right now. We've already had people from five states coming up. So, and it's brand new, so it's I think it'll just get better as time goes on.
Where do most of your Canadian visitors come from?
Most from Saskatchewan. Yep.
All right. Yeah, let's come down and take advantage of everything there is to offer here. You know, the mountains are pretty extraordinary. We drove over from Minot. As I mentioned, this was the first trip here. And, you know, you head north of Minot, and you see, you know, pretty much the terrain you see in a good chunk of North Dakota, unless you're in the Badlands, right? It's a pretty flat farm country. And then you head east on 5, and you start saying, are those clouds or are those mountains? And you know, I don't know what defines a mountain as far as, you know, height above sea level, but, you know, there's a very distinctive little mountain range here that's just shoots out of the prairie. It's pretty neat.
Correct. You know, and we talk about four seasons, hunting and fishing abound up there. Snowmobile trails are big in the wintertime. We have massive trails up here for snowmobiles and trails for ATVs. We have horse trails. You name it, we got it, I think.
That is pretty darn neat. Yeah. Now, height-wise, how do you compare? How do the Turtle Mountains compare with anything height-wise in North Dakota? Do you know?
I don't know that. We're roughly, I think, at our peak right around 2,500, 2,600.
Yeah, and that's marked pretty well up there. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And to actually just travel the mountains, and then, of course, to have a lake nestled in there is pretty extraordinary.
Right.
Now, it looks to me like Lake Metegoshi must be one of the most popular lakes as far as, you know, the amount of dwellings packed in there on that lake and all around those little coves is pretty extraordinary. Talk a little bit about Lake Metegoshi.
From days ago, it used to be the summertime cabin, come up, the two-room cabin type thing, and it's grown tremendously in the last 10 years even. Again, houses like you've probably seen up there are just huge.
And they're not cabins.
And they're all over. They're houses now, you bet. Yeah.
This reminded me of a little, you know, for folks that know Minnesota lakes, it's sort of like a Pelican Rapids, where you know, Pelican Lake is sort of known as this same thing, kind of, you know, area that, you know, if family had a little small cabin on, you go out there and, you know, basically have a small little place to bunk and get out there and enjoy the lakes and morphed into just the enormous amount of development with homes.
Right.
And complexes, not cabins.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
And it looks like there's more and more of that on Lake Metegoshi.
Yep, a lot of building. We've seen a lot just in the past summer. We've seen a lot more bigger houses going up. So.
Now, is there a lot of year-round living up there?
There is now, yep. And again, that was probably just in the last 10 years that most of that's changed.
It's pretty neat. And so the busiest time of the year would be summer in your four-season playground?
More or less, I would say, yeah. Yep.
And Lake's got to draw them in from all over the place.
It does, yep.
Yeah. And a lot of those folks would be, I would imagine, since it's, you know, Minot's the closest population center, a lot of Minot folks?
Quite a few, yep. Yep. We actually have them all over, but, yeah, there's a big chunk from Minot, yep.
Is the most famous resident Josh Dumas?
Probably one of them, I would say, yeah.
Yeah. A friend of mine has a business at Bismarck that he's a partner in, and when he was back for the Minot State Fair parade to be the Grand Marshal, they had to arrange a flight for him, and he said, okay, well, I'll come to Bismarck, but only if you can fly me back to Metegoshi.
Well, yeah. Okay, good.
So, yeah, he wanted to get up there and soak in a little bit of that lake life up there. So,
sure.
Even a famous residence. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Ben, what do you want folks most to know about Botno?
Just if you get an opportunity to come up here and let us show you what we have here. You spoke of it as it's kind of a jewel up here, and I agree 100%. And I just think if people come up here, they can take an opportunity to see what we have, and let's show you around a little bit. A
lot of growth happening right now?
It is. We see our schools' numbers are definitely going up. Transportation, we're seeing a lot more cars in town now, and I think a lot of this is due to the oil. And one thing on the city side of it, we're really going forward with infrastructure and getting ready for more growth because I believe it's coming.
That's great. People embrace the growth?
They have to this point, yeah.
That's good.
It's been slow, but, it has been good so far.
That's good because sometimes, you know, people don't want that change necessarily, right?
Exactly.
The folks that have been here a long time, but obviously, what do they say, grow or die, right?
Right. That's kind of where we're at right now, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great. What do you do for a living, Ben?
I'm farming right now.
All right. How do you like that?
It's all right. It's stressful a little bit, I guess, but comes with the jobs.
Well, getting products to market is one of the tough things. How's your rail traffic up here?
It's actually pretty good. We're going to have issues. Again, our elevator's growing just like everybody else is, and we're seeing more trains. So transportation is definitely an issue that we're dealing with at city level right now, but it's okay as of right now.
Sounds good. Well, good to meet you. Thanks for having us in Botno, and appreciate hearing a little bit more about your great community and the area and everything that's roaring in this Four Seasons Playground.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Appreciate it. The mayor, Ben Offerth of Botno, our guest today, live from the State Bank of Botno. Our host for our special broadcast today from here as well. Let me tell you about some of the other guests we're going to be chatting with today on the program. We're going to talk with the folks from the EDC about some of the great economic development that is happening up here. And, of course, just trying to showcase everything that Botno has to offer. As I mentioned, Pat Arts from the State Bank of Botno is our host, and we're broadcasting from the State Bank of Botno today, so we'll be chatting with Pat as well and some other folks coming up on the program, so stay tuned for that. I also mentioned earlier some of the good work they do at the Annie's House. I actually talked to the person that's leading that effort for the Ann Carlson Center, too, to tell you about that. All coming up on What's on Your Mind Live Botno today. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Broadcasting live today on What's On Your Mind, on the road today, and we'll be obviously opening up the phones and doing a regular What's On Your Mind program, but we're also going to highlight some of the things that are going on in Botno, North Dakota today. I was down at Frisco, Texas for the NDSU Bison National Championship run and broadcasting live from Marriott Lobby down there, and a fella came up and introduced himself as from Botno and said, hey, would you ever come to Botno? And I said, absolutely. So here we are. So Pat Arts was kind enough to extend an invitation to us to come up to Botno and broadcast him up here, and it was my first trip to Botno last night. Came in last night and browsed around a little bit and saw a vibrant, neat little community that we're learning more about today, and going to tell you more of the stories as we go throughout the day. But want to thank Pat Arts and the team at State Bank of Botno for hosting us here today. All right, our next guests actually are going to talk to us a little bit about some things happening in the community from the economic development perspective. The Botno Economic Development Director, Deanna Defoe, is here. Hello, Deanna. How are you?
I am great, thanks. It's Dina.
Oh, it's Dina. Yeah, I should know that, shouldn't I? Since you just told me that a second ago. No, I got to get your microphone to work. That'll be better. Can you talk now, Dina?
Okay. Hello. Good morning.
Oh, it's not working. Try now.
Okay. Hello. Good morning.
Now I can hear you.
Wonderful.
I want to be able to hear you, and now I can. So anyway, thanks for joining us today on the program. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
So, you are an Oklahoman.
I am an Oklahoman.
That married a North Dakotan.
That married a North Dakotan.
That got you to Botno.
Yes.
And now you're leading the economic development efforts here.
Absolutely. Oh. I'm loving it.
What a path that is, huh? So, you know, the phone rings, somebody says, I'm interested in coming to Botno. What's the pitch? What do you tell them?
Well, we basically talk first about the quality of living in the area. I think that's one of the most attractive features of Botno. And for me in particular, so I grew up south of Oklahoma City, so large community. And so I think one of the biggest things that people don't realize is, you know, you always go, it's a little bit more about values, a little bit more about the pace of life, and then also a chance to explore things that you wouldn't think that you would see. So there's so many interesting stories here. You know, from you go, what's unique? You see a Walmart here, which is very unique, right? A lot of people go, what is a Walmart doing in Botno?
I will admit saying that, you know, very same thing about 7 o'clock last night,
okay.
Highway 5 going, really?
And a Tractor Supply. You know, we just had Tractor Supply open. So it's really about that. I think one of the other features is really kind of the nimbleness of the community. You have a community where people go across the street and talk to each other when they need to get business done. They don't spend a lot of time and weeks sort of in projects. We can get things done very quickly here. So I think that that's another thing that's really attractive to businesses and those looking for business opportunities coming in.
What's your main mission? What are you trying to do as the head of the economic development efforts here?
Well, I think our biggest feature is, you know, you go, okay, the pitch is we want to get stuff done. I mean, that really is. We want to be able to connect people to do the things that they already have passion around. So, for example, if somebody wants to start a business, then it's our job to help them understand what does all that mean. You know, what would operating a business within the context of Botno look like? And to help them figure out the way, you know, the avenues that they need to connect to make their business successful here. So that's one of the things. Another is it's our job to attract businesses here, like the Walmarts and the Tractor Supplies. You know, but the bottom line is really to improve the quality of life for the residents and citizens here locally in the Botineau area, Botineau County, you know, the extended, and just within the region. It's really making sure that we're connecting to all the things going on in the region so that we have a really great quality of life for everyone here.
You know, you hear a lot from economic development circles about diversifying the economy. Certainly North Dakota's seen some of that with ag and energy and manufacturing doing well in many points.
Absolutely.
Is that a goal here? I mean, is it you're looking for new industries or?
Yeah, absolutely. I think our job is always to attract, and retain obviously things that aren't here that improve the quality of life, but diversification is always the key, I think, in any business, in any community, because the more that you can diversify, the more sustainability that you will have around projects, which is one of the reasons why that we think our project with the Community Child Care Center is so unique.
And we're going to talk a little about that here, too, as well, because you're actually vacating the current space you have in the economic development area, and that space is going to go to a daycare. So there's a partnership here, obviously, with the EDC and daycare. What an interesting, dynamic. We hear more and more and more about daycare and the ability of the access, really, to allow for, development of businesses and all. It's very integral. I mean, there's a day that you wouldn't put economic development and daycare in the same sentence, but it's amazing now, more and more. You see it in Fargo. Shields puts, a store in, and what do they do? Daycare. NESA Consulting out in Tioga. Here's all these geologists in the middle of the oil patch. What'd they do? Built a new building? Daycare. Right there. A very integral part of that. And, we have with us, Lindsay Gus. And Lindsay is going to be opening up a new daycare in partnership with EDC. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
So now you're a Botineau native, I understand.
I am, yes.
So yep. You grew up here and left when?
I grew up here, went to college at the University of Mary in Bismarck, stayed in Bismarck about 10 years, and then just moved back a couple of years ago.
Why'd you move back?
My husband is farming with his family down by the Willow City area.
So you made a family decision that we're going to go back and take over the farm.
We did, yep.
Is that something you always thought you'd do? Or?
We had talked about it kind of early on. Thought maybe someday, but you never know how life goes. And it just kind of happened when it did, and it worked out really great.
So what's it like coming back?
A little the same and a little different than what I remember. Obviously, being here as a kid is different than being here as an adult. But a lot of things are the same. A lot of, familiar faces. A lot of the community feel is really nice. Both of our parents both live in the community or in the area still, so it's nice to have grandparents close. But it's been just really great. People have been really welcoming and back, and you see everybody you know or someone you know everywhere you go, so it's really nice.
It's one of the neat stories of North Dakota, Dean, isn't it? I mean, to have people be able to come back, and, think of that for parents and grandparents. What a blessing that is. Not many places around the country can say that. It's usually, I'm going to go to the big city, right? I'm going to go chase the dream rather than come home.
Absolutely. That's one of the things we've been talking about with this particular project. The importance of it is to be able to allow young families to come back and to have access to childcare, because that is one of the things in small rural North Dakota communities that is particularly troubling, right? You'll have providers that end up retiring. In Botineau in particular, we had retiring providers. We also had the Head Start program close. So then we had lack of a preschool program. So, when we talk from an economic development, point of view, we talk about the workforce and how do we get more people involved in the workforce and retain and get people to come back. And so we have to have things in the community that help support that.
So, Lindsay, how did you end up being part of this project? You see it as a need and say, I need to do something about it, basically?
Yeah, saw it as a need. And we have two small children, too. So when we came back, we were kind of looking for some child care as well. Through some different conversations with the EDC and kind of one thing led to another, I kind of volunteered that I have a business and accounting background, kind of helped volunteer some of my efforts there, and one thing led to another, and now going to be running the center. So it'll be really great, and I really, my kids attended a center similar to what we're setting up here while we lived in Bismarck, and just really a lot of great benefits that they had while they were at the center. So I could really see in my own kids. I think until you have kids in that sort of environment, it's hard to kind of picture for people. But I'm lucky enough to have that experience and kind of stuff to fall back on.
So tell us a little bit about the center. How will it care for kids?
Yes, we have anywhere from about 6 weeks old to around five or six, kind of depending when their birthdays fall. So we'll have eight infants, kind of in an infant room, 10 toddlers, and about 33-ish preschool-age children. So in total, about 51 full-time children available to be at the center, and hope to hire anywhere from 10 to 12 staff.
And is that challenging to find the staff?
Actually, you know, that was one of the things I was a little concerned about. But it's been so far a really great response. People kind of stop me around town or call or email. We haven't hired a lot of the staff just yet. We're kind of in the process of getting that going. But I've actually had a really great response. I was pleasantly surprised.
That's neat. And how do kids thrive in that kind of environment versus traditional daycare?
You know, there's a place for both, and one's definitely not better than the other. There's just kind of depends on your personal preference. One of the cool things, though, is kids can kind of be around kids of their same age groups as well as older. And a lot of, I know with my own kids, they really look up to the older kids and like to strive to get to that next room because they get to do all sorts of cool things like field trips, and it's neat to be the bigger kids. But yet at the same time, they get to have social experiences with kids of their same ages. And a lot of the things we liked about it in a center, too, is you have a lot of different staff at the center, so everyone kind of keeps each other accountable, and if someone's sick, that doesn't necessarily mean that daycare is closed for that day because we can just shift staff around and cover for those people not able to be there.
Sounds good, and this really connects with ultimately, again, somebody coming here looking at a business, looking at growing and expanding, moving back to have this service, I imagine, huh, Dina?
Absolutely. And then also what we've been finding is there are a lot of educators who aren't working because they're staying home with their children because they don't have child care. So it's our goal to make sure that anyone who wants to have a job has the access to child care so that they can get into the workforce if that's their desire. So.
Now, the really big question we need to know is, being an Oklahoma native, you had the NDSU Bison.
We are not talking basketball.
Have you been asked this question previously?
Or? Actually, well, so my husband and I watched the game, and yeah, so it was a little.
You watched the game?
Yes.
That's kind of, that isn't really telling us who you cheered for or anything like that.
Well, so I am an Oklahoma native, right. And I am definitely a Sooner fan.
You are, huh?
All of my family's in the Oklahoma City, Norman area.
Oklahoma kind of has this UND-NDSU thing going, too, right? You're either Oklahoma State or you're OU.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you were OU.
I'm OU.
And here is now your state and your husband's.
Yes.
State. So I imagine there was a little interfamily rivalry going on there.
Absolutely. And his phrase always is, well, we don't have to talk a lot about how good we are. We show it.
Well, that was a fun, exciting run, that's for sure. Well, ladies, thank you for updating us on some exciting things happening in Botno with the Economic Development Area. How do folks get a hold of you, Dina?
They can just call us at the office. Our location, actually, stop by. We're at 519 Main Street. So stop in, ask any questions that you have. We are in the middle of our completing the fundraising campaign, so if someone is interested, we're working through Botno Area Community Foundation to accept the final phase. So we have about $100,000 left to complete on the campaign, and so we're really looking for a last push here to ensure that we can open the doors by June 1st.
Super. That's great. And Lindsay Gus, thank you as well.
Thank you, yes.
Exciting daycare project. Appreciate that. We're going to talk with one of our sponsors when we come back, the folks from the Nodak store. We're live today at State Bank of Botno, celebrating things happening in a four-season playground up on the border. More coming up. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Self-reliance, survival supplies,
survival skills,
national experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones,
Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Back at Botno today and talking about a lot of great things happening. Our thanks to Pat Arts and the team at the State Bank of Botno for hosting us, and also our sponsors, which include Nodak Supply, and Dale Yonner is here with Nodak Supply. Dale, nice to see you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Scott.
Great to be in Botno today. Drove by the store. Looks like a busy place. Just tell us a little bit about Nodak Supply.
Well, first of all, thanks for coming to Botno and help support and promote us in the area. Nodak Supply, we are a locally owned and operated business. It's a farm, home, and auto electronics store. We belong to True Value, Wheat Belt, and Radio Shack buying groups. There's four family members, my mom, dad, my brother, and I, and then we have four full-time and four part-time employees. We started downtown in 1990, and then we expanded to our current location, which is on the east end of town, north of 5 and east of the airport road. Store hours, we're open from 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and then Sundays as well, noon to 5.
And if folks are going to walk in to Nodak Supply, you're going to give us a little visual tour here. Walk in, what am I going to find? Yep. Everything I need, pretty much, right?
I always like to give that little quick tour and in and out of the store and just to kind of give you an idea. And first of all, I'll start at one end and just cruise to the other. Men's, ladies, and children, outerwear, Radio Shack inside the store. We have electrical, automotive supplies, lawn and garden, animal health, and care products as well to go with that. Hunting and fishing, bolts and hardware, safes, shop supplies, chain and cable. We have the plumbing area, which is really huge in the summer with the lake traffic. Small engine and hydraulics, lubricants, and most animal feeds, dog and all your pets and animal.
It just screams Nodak.
Yes.
It does. So
yes.
It's a fitting name, Nodak Supply.
Yes.
It's a North Dakota kind of store where you just one-stop shop and get what you need.
There you go. And then on the outside, we have the livestock handling, fertilizer and water storage tanks. We have wood and steel posts, barbed wire and fencing products, PJ and carry-on trailers, our skid steer attachments and tractor attachments. We took those on about a year and a half ago, and that's just really exploded in this area. And then also our water softening salt, we go through quite a bit of that, and we have a great price on it usually. And also the lawn and garden equipment.
You've been here since the 90s.
Yes.
Came up from Linton, right?
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about the community and what Nodak does in the way of giving back.
Well, the area has been so good to us. We really want to do our part and give back. And one of the things is we'll do it through volunteering. My brother's on the Rural Fire Department. I think he's been on since we got here. My wife, Lynn, is on the volunteer ambulance department. She's been on it for about 12 years. We like to donate, and one of the bigger donations is to the FFA, Future Farmers of America. And the kids they really work hard, so we like to support them. The 4-H, the schools, churches, the hospital, sporting events.
It's a great thing about locally owned businesses that just integrate with all those important organizations and keep the community going.
Absolutely.
Remember where your bread was buttered, right?
That's right. Yeah. And you know, it sounds like all work, but we do get to enjoy the area. There's lots to do. My wife and kids and I and my brother's kids as well, we love to have fun in this area, and it's a four-season playground. We have a little spot on Lake Minnegoshi, so there's boating and fishing.
Is there such thing as a little spot on Lake Minnegoshi left?
They
all look like big spots to me.
Ours is one of the old. It's the smaller cabin. It's pretty rustic. So, and I kind of want to leave it that way.
Yeah.
This way you don't have to worry about the grass and the sand and everything that's drug in. It's just like, nope, we're here to have fun. and then there's snowmobiling in the winter. We have a skating rink. So there's the kids are in hockey and
snowmobiling in those Turtle Mountains must be something.
It is. The last few years, it's just been phenomenal snow, and it is so much fun. And we get to bond with the kids. You know, when they get to be teenagers, they start to drift on you, and you always want to draw them back in with something. So there's lots to do around here to do that.
Quality of life seems extraordinary. You can see it all over the place. It really is really great.
And also we have a movie theater, which most small towns don't have that any longer.
Certainly not with Monday night showings. And there was one last night at 7 o'clock downtown.
There you go. Yeah. And then we also have the community theater. There are just so many talented people in town. It's really exciting. And then also, besides the sporting events, and then hunting, fishing, I mentioned that earlier. So, and then the Botno Winter Park. The kids like to ski and tube and snowboard. So never a dull moment.
We were up there yesterday, and we're going to talk with some of the folks about that neat facility. It's great. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate you being a sponsor of our broadcast and also celebrating all the great things of Botno.
You bet.
And
then also, I just want to... extend a thank you. What makes it all possible is good customer service, working with family members, having good employees, And the support of our customers in the Botno and surrounding area. So we'd like to meet all of you. Stop in and see us when you're in the Botno area.
Good to see you, Dale. Thanks.
Thanks, Scott.
Dale Yonner from Nodak Supply. All right. It's a chilly one out there, folks. 6 above in Tioga right now. 5 above here in Botno. And back at Fargo, a little chilly as well. And we're going to bring you spring one of these days. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.